The media is the most powerful entity on Earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. It was just a love of writing and of sound on air that brought me here. Here to J school, basically. I mean, I don't know. I'm worried that I'm joining the dark side.
The media is the most powerful entity on Earth.
They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent, and that's power because they control the minds of the masses. This is one way that I can make a living, make a daily living, have a day job, a regular job, doing something that I love, which is basically writing and creating radio. But
I'm worried that I'm joining the dark side.
Whoever controls the media controls the mind. Jim Morrison.
Whoever controls the media, the images, controls the culture.
Whoever controls the media controls.
Whoever controls the media, the images, controls the culture. Allen Ginsberg.
There are only two forces that can carry light to all corners of the globe. The sun in the heavens and the Associated Press down here.
Whoever controls the media.
Controls the mind. Jim Morrison.
There are only two forces that can carry light to all corners of the globe. The sun in the heavens and the Associated Press down here. Mark Twain.
The most important service rendered by the press and the magazines is that of educating people to approach printed matter with distrust. Samuel
here
Butler.
Here at J school, basically.
I'm just concerned that I'm joining some sort of dark force that's generally regarded by so many people as something that's not to be trusted and something that has the power to do great harm and is rife with bias and agenda and, is driven by the desire to sell newspapers or get more listeners to tune in or all that kind of thing.
The biases
the media
has are much bigger than conservative or liberal. They're about getting ratings, about making money, about doing stories
that are easy to cover. The men with the muckrake are often indispensable to the well-being of society, but only if they know when to stop raking the muck. Theodore Roosevelt.
Whoever controls the media, the images, controls the culture. Allen Ginsberg.
Some sort of dark force. I mean, I like to think that I'm above all of that, but I'm not naive about the fact
that
the money is a big part of the picture of media. The money counts. The number of listeners or readers or viewers, it counts. So I guess I'm just kind of struggling with this desire I have to write and to create radio and basically bring a creative strategy or method to communication and to public communication, to public broadcast. That's what I'm interested in.
I'm worried that I'm joining the dark side.
There's just a lot of writing and of sound on air that brought me here. Here to J school, basically. I mean, I don't know. I'm worried that I'm joining the dark side.
Journalism could be described as turning one's enemies into money.
Craig Brown.
Some sort of dark force.
Slinging news. I feel like I'm kind of fitting myself into this role of being a journalist because it seems like one of the few ways to get paid to live that sort of creative life in the communications realm. But I'm not naive about what the media's power is or what the average person on the street thinks about the media.
Media is a word that has come to mean
bad journalism.
Graham.
Journalism. Bad journalism.